I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Welcome to the show. This is Debbie Dashinger, and a little bit later on today, I've got Kimberly Meredith here. She's going to give us all an extraordinary multidimensional creation with the spirit guides. She's definitely someone who lives here and is in touch with there. I like that explanation because my tribe who's listening understands. So Kimberly will be on later on Dare to Dream, and I'm very fortunate to have her here. And at this inception, I want to talk about having peace with yourself. I'm so clear as of this morning, like this topic for me personally, and I offer it from me because I need to learn this to you without a doubt. Like I'm so good at working, so good at showing up, so good at action, but the peace part, I really need to align. Without the health, without the peace, like what do we have? So how can we have peace with ourselves? I want to talk about a part that's actually a little more internal than we might think, and that is how we talk to ourselves, how we treat ourselves. You know, psychologists have found that most of us tend to think that our attributes and our actions get much more attention from others outside of us than they really do. And this phenomenon is called the spotlight effect. And it's a recipe for self-conscious paralysis. Here's what you can do. You can take the spotlight off yourself by learning the 20-40-60 rule. And it's a bit of folk wisdom that goes like this. At age 20 years, at age 20, we think everyone's thinking about us. By the time we're 40, we're starting to care less what other people think about us. And when we hit 60, we realize the truth. No one was ever thinking about us. People are generally so busy being their own worst enemy and very self-involved, they don't even notice us or our perceived flaws, right? It's like a cosmic joke to let go of all that energy around that. We can be so hard on ourselves, so relentless, so critical. So I recommend you get a fresh piece of paper or go on your computer and write to yourself. Darling, dear one, I have heard your confession and I forgive you. Breath and just move on and be kind and gentle with yourself. Self-forgiveness is the essence of theologian Reinhard Niebuhr's famous Serenity Prayer, which helps us accept what's in the past and change what is both in the present and within our power to change. For example, our habitual self-sabotage. Having a war against yourself can never be won, right? You're always going to be the loser and the loser. And the only true victory happens when you lay down your arms and befriend the seeming enemy. Because if you can make peace with yourself, you'll find the whole world becomes a kinder, gentler place. So I'm going to offer you a secret weapon or a peace creator in the struggle against yourself. To keep in mind Reinhold Niebuhr's original Serenity Prayer, which began as a church sermon and then became the litany of 12-step groups everywhere. I offer it to you and it goes like this. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. Courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. When we come back, Kimberly Meredith here is here to talk about being a trans channel and some miraculous miracles that we can all have. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity which, when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I've got Kimberly Meredith here. She's a medical intuitive, unique trance channeler, psychic surgeon, hands-on healer, and spiritual teacher with gifts of the Holy Spirit. She's got a growing worldwide reputation, and she's known as a vessel for the healing energy of God, many ascended masters, Mother Mary, and angels. There's a piece just actually in saying that. Kimberly has healed and helped thousands of people. She's removed tumors, restored hearing, cured cancer, corrected immobility, and completely rid the body of diseases during healing events and private sessions through the Holy Spirit. And if you'd like to know more about her, book a session with her, see her at an event, go to the website, thehealingtrilogy.com. Kimberly, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Thank you. Thank you for having me so much. I really appreciate for being here.
I'm so grateful to connect with you and have you come into my sphere of awareness and the amazing work you're doing. And just so I have some clarity around these pretty profound gifts, this is a really unique mediumship, it sounds like, that's being demonstrated through the Holy Spirit and the angels. And what should we know in advance about your particular gifts?
Well, I do have something going on. I have over 20 code blinkings that go on through my eyes, and that happened after a near-death experience in 2013. I've been tested by this amazing neurosurgeon called Dr. Norm Shealy. Do you, mm-hmm. have you heard him?
I absolutely know who he is, and I adore him and his work.
I didn't know him and before this. And he brought me out to Missouri, and I did double blind studies there. I've also been tested at the SciTech laboratory up in Orange County. And I've done these tests where they put me into thermographies where I've scanned people with my eyes and hands with my blinking eyes and my codes. And I scan people before they go into machines, MRIs, CAT scans, and I can scan a person within a minute and a half. I'm faster than a machine. And I know what's going on inside their bodies. I know if they have cancer. I know if they have tumors and every single thing inside of them. And then afterwards, I had something. It's called scalar energy.
Yes, which, I know that.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay, good. Yeah, they're blinking. You do know that. So I'm also telepathic. And it's also something that was discovered by Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
You know that too, they're saying. So yeah, so it's super cool and amazing. And I'm also here to help people. I'm here to teach people and awaken people and help them understand that we can be healed this way. And
wow.
Many people have found out about me just in a short amount of time. And they come from all over. They come for healings in my office. But I've also just recently, in the last couple of years, God has had me go out to events and, you know, expos and panels and stuff. And use. I'm here to be used from Spirit in this way.
Wow. So, yes, you mentioned you were recently invited to undergo testing with Dr. Norm Shealy. He's a neurosurgeon. He's founder of the American Holistic Medical Association. And I'm curious, with that testing, what were the results?
He found that I knew were multiple tumors and cancer were in certain people's bodies. And I have another ability where I do, it's called psychic surgery. Mm-hmm. Through my fingers and my blinking eyes, I know exactly where to go and dismiss those tumors and dissolve them out of the body. Just the way Edgar Casey said it would happen in the future is exactly true. Mm-hmm. And when I do it, the person on the table is also chanting in prayer as I chant in prayer. And it's kind of like, it kind of feels like you're going into this like really cool, energetic field. Like you're kind of going into this Harry Potter feeling, like seriously, like you're in this anesthesia. It's like going in and like you're having anesthesia in the hospital, but you're in this like it's fifth dimension. You're leaving a third dimensional world, which we're in right now, and you're going in the fifth dimension. So I often say you're in the fifth dimension and they're going in the fifth dimension. And then you feel like all the angels and the guides are with you and you're breathing and it's your faster breath work. And then I'm going in your body and I'm doing the surgical healing and it dissolves. And it's just beautiful. And then they go to their doctor, they'll have a scan and the doctor will say, it's gone. And it's really
powerful.
It's lovely. So it works for a lot of people and some it may not right away. And that's okay too. And some it works right away and others, you know, have to work a little bit more at it. And so, you know, it's what it is, right?
And we have callers already. I'm not surprised, who are interested in you and connecting with you. Before I bring the first one on, Kimberly, yeah. I just want to know for myself, when you describe this psychic surgery, laying on of hands, what you perceive, is this akin to what John of God does?
You know, it's funny because I have a lot of Brazilian mediumship healers that come around and a lot of people that come around me and they say, yeah, I love what you do. This is super cool. And I'm like, yeah, But, you know, it's you know, I do have a lot of guides and a lot of, you know, entities and stuff and people, you know, the energy field working around me. We're a little different, you know, because I don't use the instruments. I'm not cutting. But, you know, it is somewhat like what he's doing, but it's a little different because I don't have to use an actual instrument. But it is a medium. I am a medium, but I am a healer also. So mediumship healing. So, yes, it is somewhat like he's doing, but it's a little different because I'm not cutting.
Mm, got it.
It's divine, which is God, mm-hmm. and we're all. And what is God? So God is in high a dimension, and it is love. And I truly believe that we all can be taught this. And I mm-hmm. truly believe that we are all really good people, and we're all really trying to get this dimension.
Yeah. Wow. Powerful, powerful what I'm hearing. And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I know we've got Danielle on line one. So we're going to bring Danielle onto this interview to connect with Kimberly Meredith. And Danielle, when you're there, just say hello. And I want to give you a little
head.
Hello, love. Welcome to Dare to Dream. And I'm going to connect you, Danielle, directly with Kimberly Meredith. I just want to let you know ahead of time, in this particular segment we're doing, she's only going to operate, because you're not here in person and so forth, she's just going to do medical intuitive things with you. So body, nutrition, anything like that. Don't ask psychic questions like my husband or my job and career,
okay.
But you know this anyway. But yeah, just medical intuitive things is why you'll connect. So please, Danielle, welcome to the show, and I'll let you speak with Kimberly and offer your question that you might have.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Thank you. Hi. I'm fine.
So my question is, I have a lot of problems with especially my left foot walking, like my big toe area, and I had it on my right as well, but it's not as bad. I had surgery, and it's just becoming more problems than to walk. So my question is around that.
Okay, and I just want to explain a little bit that once you come on to speak to me, I answer questions in codes and blinking and sign language. And I know you can't see me,
okay.
So just letting you know, the minute I hear your voice, they're giving me some additional information to you. And so
okay,
when
thank
you started
you.
Speaking, yeah, so when you started speaking, the angels came in, they started sign languaging and giving me some message for you.
Okay.
And they keep going over and over about something about the age of 20. And they're blinking God, God, God over and over again. So I'm not quite sure why they want to tell me something about the age of when you were 20. And I don't know if something happened to you around that age. And they're also saying, ask another question about your foot. But something about the age of 20. They're saying something around the age around, you know, 19 or 20, you had some kind of God experience. So I'm not quite sure.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, but there's something that did happen to you.
Okay.
Or 20 years ago, it could even be.
20 years ago.
Have you had a God experience, Danielle?
Not like out of body. I mean, I have done healing work, and I've had a couple of accidents, and one I dislocated my hip, and then I had a car accident almost to a year to the day where I totaled my car, but I don't remember exactly when that was.
Yeah, they're going over and over again about something related to in your foot. And they're going over and over and over again.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
I'll have to go back.
You have to ask the question again in a different way with your foot.
Okay. So I would say probably about maybe it's been like 20, 25 years ago, I had surgery on my right foot.
Well, that's what they're saying. Something happened about 20 years ago on something in your body. So what happened?
I had surgery. They, like, I think scraped the nerves and stuff so that I'd be able to walk better. And it was good for a while, but not so much right now. But my left side is kind of, they called it like bunions, but the left side is really bad right now. It's hard to wear a lot of different kinds of
shoes. Go back when you were in the, when did you have that other thing happen to you?
I know it was when I was living in San Diego. So
when that, were you in the hospital or what happened?
Yeah. I went under surgery and I had I was on crutches for a while.
So they're going back and blinking. I know you can't see me right now. If you saw me,
yeah.
I usual blinking and sign languaging, and they're blinking over and over and over again. And I don't know you, you know, personally, and I haven't had a session with you, but they're blinking that you had some sort of an awakening or God saved you. Something happened when you were put under. So once again, with your foot, are you limping? Is it hard to step down?
I'm not limping, but
I can't hear you very well. I can't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
I'm not limping, but my foot hurts to walk sometimes. It depends on what kind of shoes I wear.
Okay. So I can't say really, but they're blinking to me that this could be something not just with your foot itself. It could be something with neuropathy. It could be something from your brain. It could be something from another situation going on. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, they're leading me back to something that happened 20 years ago, sweetheart. So,
okay, I'll have to think about that.
Maybe I could see what? I can hear you.
I was going to say I can go back and really try to think about what happened 20 years ago or when I was 20.
When you were put under anesthesia. But do you have tingling in your foot?
What in my foot?
Tingling.
No, it's. I don't think it's neuropathy, but no, it could be. It could be the onset. My mom has it. My brother has it.
Okay. Well, why don't we move on? And I could see you in my office, and I could look at it better that way. But
okay.
Kind of vague right now. Yeah, because right now all I'm getting is 20 years ago something came on from this foot.
Okay. Perfect. Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danielle. Blessings.
Thank you, Kimberly.
And you can always get back to me or come meet me in my office and have a private session, but it sounds like something from 20 years ago happened. Doesn't sound like it. I mean, I'd have to have some more information or scan you.
Okay. Where are you located again?
I'm in Sherman Oaks, California. My website's thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
And I do Skype. Okay. Also. I can see you Skype.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks, Kimberly. And we've got Lisa online, too. I'm going to bring Lisa onto the show. Lisa, hi. Welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Oh, wonderful. I love your story. It's amazing.
Yep, I had a near-death experience and the gifts awakened. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amazing. I love it. So do you want me to tell you what's going on and then we'll go like that?
No, I don't like to know anything, but I do, you know, okay. I do like to be asked about consciousness questions. Normally I do scanning live, you know, but you could just ask a yes and no question. It's fine. That's fine.
Absolutely.
Yes and no is what the guys
that's good. Perfect. So I wanted to ask about actually something happening in my leg. I wanted to know if there's something in my posture that is causing pain running down my right leg.
I couldn't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
Sure. I was asking, my question is there something, I'm having pain in my right leg. So there's like a shooting pain running down it, maybe like a sciatica or something. And I'm wondering if it's postural.
Okay. So since I, yeah. I'm more, if a shooting pain is running down your right leg, and I'm mm-hmm. not seeing a picture of you right now, and I'm not seeing you live from live scan, most likely you probably pinched your L2, L3, or L4, because that's sciatica. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm blinking on that. And if you were to ask the guides a question, why don't you try to ask my guides more of a question, when did it start? Or, when did something like that could happen? You could ask them something like that. When I do live scans on air, usually I see the person and I could just, shred your body, go right through it. And, I do that. But, you can go ahead and ask me, when did it start? Or is it my L2, L3, L4, L5? You can do something like that and we'll answer you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So when did, I have an actual question. Is this coming from an emotional consciousness experience?
No.
Okay. Did is I it a structural experience?
I'm sorry. You could say, did I actually hurt my lower back? Do I have a bulging disc? Is it my L2, L3, L4, L5, L6?
Okay.
I mean, you could do that if you want. Do I have a herniated disc? Did I hurt my, you could do something like that.
Okay, perfect. Did I hurt my L1 or 2 or 4, whichever you said?
They're saying you hurt your L2.
And it's running down something your herniated?
Excuse me. It's running down your right leg?
Yes.
Okay, and go ahead. What'd you say next?
Is it a herniated disc?
No.
Okay. Is it arthritic problem?
You do have degeneration. And you also have it behind your neck, too.
Yes, I do. I think
so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see it. You could use a supplement that I really like. It's called Organo Silica Gel.
Yes.
It's the best silica gels out there right now. A lot of my athletes are using it. I use it. I actually hurt my neck really bad when I got hit by the car. And I regenerated the tissue in the back of my neck and my lower back. And I help a lot of my clients. It's called Organo Silicone Gel. It is so good. It's amazing. You could get it on Amazon.
Okay. That's amazing.
It's awesome. really, really good. You put it on your lower back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really good for you. And boosting your immune system is really important when you're regenerating the tissue in your body. Organo 5D Silicone Gel and liquid.
Perfect.
You want to make sure the tissue between there and it starts to open up, your spinal cord is able to go freely through there so you can open that up. And doing a lot of swimming exercise, swimming in the pool is really good to do when you're rehabilitating your spine. Yeah, they're blinking. God. Okay, so my blinks that go God is really saying that that's what they want you to do, getting in the pool.
Okay, that's great.
Do you have any more questions?
About that, would just be the only other thing I want to know is it related to dehydration? Because I play a lot of sports, so and I'm not sure if I'm hydrated enough.
Actually, I was just about to say, I saw your throat chakra before you were getting ready to get off. And in your throat, you are dehydrated. They're telling me that you need to drink at least 4 liters of water per day. And if you are actually drinking out of a plastic bottle or a glass bottle, and if you're drinking out of plastic, which I think we all need to know that's naughty, we need to be drinking out of glass bottles, that plastic is very harmful for us and that it's got toxins in it. And they're telling us that as more we move into the awakening at the fifth dimension, we know that plastic is sitting in the heat and that the water that I like the most is Mountain Valley spring water. And that comes in glass bottles. And we can drink out of copper now and then, like 3 days a week, copper is really good. And yeah, so they're saying you absolutely, it's very good. You're very smart. You do need to be drinking more water and out of the glass container.
Thank you. That's so helpful. I really appreciate it.
And that'll help with your back too and your bones and regenerating the tissue.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay,
thank you. Exciting. Well, and you know, and I'll just tell anybody who's calling in too, feel free. You can connect with me at a time in the future or directly with Kimberly. I always like to know how everybody is doing after you've had an experience like this and you start to implement the things the healer is sharing with you. How's it going? How are those pills? How's the swimming? How's the L234, whatever it is? So just know we're available, daretodreamradio@gmail.com or directly with Kimberly. And of course, I always wish you well. We're going to take another caller, but that's in the next segment because we're heading to a commercial right now. And Kimberly will be taking someone else who's on the line as well as talking a little bit about her background, which is pretty fascinating. So stay right there. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream. Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's debbied.net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Hi. Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Kimberly Meredith at thehealingtrilogy.com. So I want to just at the inception, because I know time goes so quickly, and when I have a guest like this, I like to utilize every second that's possible. I know we've got a caller on line one by the name of Morgana, so I want to honor her time and her waiting so patiently. Morgana, welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. It's great to have you.
Longtime fan. Really glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And I'm going to let you connect directly with Kimberly, but just so you know, medical intuitive, she likes conscious questions, yes or no questions. So I'll allow you two to connect now and have a beautiful experience.
Okay. Hello. Hi. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi. Hi, nice to meet you.
You too. For the last few weeks, I've been feeling dizzy. Lightheaded, woozy, vertigo, which is really disruptive. And I'm wondering what it's coming from. I don't know if that's the right framing of a question.
Okay. Well, it could be a few things. You know, I'm sort of looking through you right now, trying to see you. A lot of times when I start to scan a person's body and I ask them, you know, certain questions, but I go in, you know, cold. I don't want to know anything. So when they come in the office, they'll start breathing. So if you were to take a couple of breaths right now and I were to hear you go, ah. So let me hear you do that. Just make a sound right now. Go,
ah.
So even by you just doing that, I can tell with my eye blinking that one of your lungs is weak. So let's do it again. Go. Okay. And then like if I was to scan your head and go to the back of your head, and my eyes are blinking negative. So I don't know if you bumped the back of your head at some point, and then the back of your neck, I'm seeing your C2, C3, I'm getting a negative blink. I don't know if you had a chiropractic adjustment, but something in the back of the neck, I'm getting a negative blink, and the back of your head, I'm getting a negative blink, and around your eyes, I've never seen you, you know, I'm just doing this off of my abilities. Yeah. Through the waves of being through the air, the sound right now, you know, I don't know, just hearing your voice, and I'm looking at you through this energetic field, and I've never seen you. I'm just hearing you, and I'm looking in your eyes, and I don't even know if you wear glasses, but your right eye and your left eye. And somehow there's something going on with, I don't know if you have occipital neuralgia, but you have headaches, but something's going on. Maybe you got bumped in your head at some point. And I could be totally wrong, but they're telling me something happened in the back of your head. And if you've had a chiropractic adjustment, you need to stop because in the back of your neck, they're blinking negative. That something in the back of your neck is not good.
Okay.
And it's affecting the back of your head. They're giving me no, not good. And it's coming around to the eyes. And it's coming around one of your ears. And it's making you dizzy.
Hmm. Okay.
So, okay, I'll let you speak now.
Well, what you described with the back of the neck and the back of the head and the eyes is where I get migraines when I get migraines. I had a head injury almost 40 years ago.
Sorry, let me just finish. They're blinking some years ago. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
So they're blinking over again, something about 5 or 6, but I don't know.
Huh.
Or 4. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, nothing negative coming to mind over that period.
You're saying something about a car.
About what?
You said you had something happen to you, so go ahead.
Yeah, 40 years ago, 1983, I had a head injury.
Okay, so something they were saying 4. So go ahead.
Yeah. 4 years ago, I got married. That was a good thing.
No, it could be 40. They're just not going to count 40 for me, but it could be 40. You had a head injury. So what happened at that?
Hit by a car, in a coma.
Yeah.
The good news is it damaged the left side, so I became very intuitive on the right. But that's my head injury story.
Okay, so but let's not just shove that off for a minute. I'm blinking on the right side, which is the right side of your head. And if you hit the left side, that makes sense. It would be the right side of your ear. Whenever time you're hitting the left side, it's going to affect the right.
Okay.
So when you're young and you have a hit in the head, a lot of times people have Alzheimer's and dementia. It doesn't come out until you're really old and you have a brain hit when you're young. I'm not saying you have that, but I'm saying a lot of times, I don't know if you've ever heard of occipital neuralgia or inflammation in the brain or ringing in the ears, which is tinnitus, or squamous cell, which is cancer. A lot of these things come out from immune system and things that go on in the mouth, from dental work. So what I'm saying is that something could have happened to you a long time ago that's just coming out right now. This is what they're blinking over and over again to me. 4. So I first got the number. Yeah, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, and you said the right ear, which is where I'm weaker of hearing. So should I get my right ear checked out?
No, I'm trying to give you some information real quick. They're telling me that you hit. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. My brain works super fast. They give me information super fast. A lot of people that come into me in my office, they have to record it. And they give a lot of information. They want you to take it down because they want to help you. They really love everyone and they want people to be healed. And they want you to understand that you can be healed and you can move forward. They're saying that this absolutely happened to you a long time ago. You were hit back there. You were saved by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one with God. It is a beautiful energy. It is here right now to help us move forward. After you were hit back then and you were in, you can tell the people what happened to you. You went in the hospital?
Yeah, I was in a coma for about a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were saved to stay here.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to go through that again.
Well, you're not going to go through that again.
Yeah.
Right. But still what happens is that the energy, the inflammation moves around the skull. It stays in there. So the inflammation doesn't know where to go. It's in there. So it's affecting the right ear.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Sort of on behalf of Morgana, but also because I'm pretty fascinated by this, Kimberly, when you say you're blinking when she's speaking and you're getting that very specific information, then you refer to they're saying negative. What does that mean, negative?
My right eye blinks. My right eye will blink everywhere in a person's body. Thanks for asking. Where something is wrong. It will go, even if it does, it could be past, present, future, it knows where something is going to happen. I scanned a man in a hospital the other day where they did not have the boots on to keep the circulation going, and I knew there was a blood clot in his leg that was going to form in a few days to go give him a stroke. I know where there's cancer. I know where there's something going on that's going to happen, a brain stroke. I know where you've had one 10 years ago. I knew where something. So they're bringing four, but they just didn't bring 40. What I'm saying is that if the left eye blinks, that means everything's cool. That means your liver's great, this and this, that's okay. So to finish, thank you for asking. The left eye means things are great. The right eye means there's something that's happened there from a long time ago, or there's something going to happen, or there's something that's there right now. Or so, like, so if I blink a right eye blink on your appendix, it doesn't mean your appendix is bad. It could mean it's gone. So also the right eye means that things are missing or there's something there that's happened. So to finish, and then we can move on, to finish what they're saying to me, a great thing that you could do is I would do, if you were in my office, I would do a surgical healing on the side of your head with my hands. I would go in and take the inflammation off the skull and move it off of you, and I'd put oxygen on you, and I would put you on a wonderful probiotic that I love. And a probiotic that takes inflammation off the skull. I deal with a lot of clients. The majority of my clients are, 90% of my clients that come to me and that God brings me out into the audiences. I'm a medium that goes to the audience and I find the sickest of the sick. And I find people that have cancer. I find people that have unusual diseases. And I also find people that just want awakenings. But I'm a concussion girl too. And so basically this product is called Inner Echo. It's a coconut kefir, and it takes inflammation off the brain, and it helps boost your gut. Your gut is your brain. So this supplement, this is refrigerated, very amazing immune booster probiotic called Inner Echo, and that you can get at Sprouts and Whole Foods. And if you took a shot of that a day, the inflammation off your brain and, you know, skull would come down, and it could really help your the dizziness. And so this is something they're relaying to you that could really help.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
But yeah, and also praise God that you're here. I mean, praise God. This, I wouldn't think of the third dimensional energy saying that you're going to go back to that again, or that's taking you in that direction, because I'm getting just an enormous amount of chills right now that I'm happy you came on to ask these questions, and that this is an amazing, amazing, amazing that you're so blessed.
Mm. Wow. Thank
you.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Morgana, so much for calling in. I wish you to get well quickly. Take your shots of Inner Echo. I'm actually writing this down as well.
Yeah.
sounds good to me. And I like that. I like that equation that you're, let me see if I got this right. Your gut is your brain. Is that what you said? That's the connection. So your overall health, whatever goes on in your gut essentially is what's going to be ruling the basic health and thought process and everything of your everyday life. Sounds good to me. A shot a day, keeping the inflammation away. And, you know, we're going to take a super quick break. I think we'll just be out for about a minute here, and we'll come right back and do the closing segment with Kimberly and find out a little bit about where she's been with her experiences. And if you are listening to Dare to Dream, subscribe, go to iTunes, subscribe there, leave us a 5-star review because it really counts. Other people will find us who need to hear this conversation. I've been on air for 11 years and now major podcasts as well, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, and 20 other places and spaces. So trust me, this is the conversation du jour today, and we love to have you with us. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers, www.debbiedashinger.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast. I'm interviewing Kimberly Meredith, who is a trans channel, psychic medium, and medical intuitive. Her website, thehealingtrilogy.com. And Kimberly, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next dare to dream, your future dreams and goals?
Thank you for asking. Well, I'm in, you know, a strong mission with the Holy Divine to help as many people as possible to awaken their gifts and to teach, teach how to live in this beautiful, beautiful fifth dimension, which is love and light and peace and more harmony. And we're moving over to this beautiful church, the Unitarian Church in Santa Monica, where we can teach more people the laying on hands. And it's just an amazing journey in the last few years, and learning all these great possibilities and tools to live a better life in this third dimensional frequency that we're in right now, and how to maneuver this energy that we have to dodge sometimes and bounce. I call it bouncing from 3D to 5D, mm-hmm. and how to do that easier. Because we are living in a 3D world, and I help people learn to live easier in and moving into the 5D world. So that's sort of why I feel many people have gravitated towards my teachings, and I want to do more of that and help people feel more at ease and comfortable, and many people have been coming and really loving that. So.
Awesome. And, you know, we have 2 minutes left, but I'm going to stretch time because I really do have, well, we'll see if we can get two questions in. The first is, you had made mention earlier, you've had near-death experiences. I also know, just from researching you, you were, maybe still are, an actress. Could you just give a quick, you know, couple of sentences arc? Like, how did you start there and end here? Or you're still continuing from here, but what got you here? What was that journey?
Okay. I'm not at all an actress. I stopped acting in 2012. I got hit by the car at the end of 2012. And I had a blunt head trauma. I was rushed into the emergency room, and I coded at a near-death experience. And since the near-death experience, I completely became a trans medium and a psychic surgeon. I have no interest in being an actress at all. I completely dedicate my life to God and the Holy Spirit and my work and my teachings. And that is so fulfilling and wonderful to me. And it's all I ever want to do. And my work as an actress and medical consultant that I had before that was a wonderful part of who I was before. But now, after I came out of the hospital and had this transition and who I am now, there's maybe a small chip of what I was then, but who I am now, right now, is a completely different spirit. And it's on a complete mission to help humanity. And it feels amazing and good and all. And I am so excited about this, and so excited for all the people that are here with me and we're all moving in that direction. And it's just fabulous.
So timely at a time. Yes, we absolutely need this. And what a fascinating story. I've heard so many about NDEs. People start one way, go through a traumatic experience, near-death experience, and then boom, come back. All sorts of gifts, talents completely changed. I love your gifts, Kimberly. And thank you so much for sharing your brilliance on Dare to Dream today.
Thank you. Mm.
I end today's show with this quote from Catherine Pulsifer. Faith is unseen but felt. Faith is strength when we feel we have none. Faith is hope when all seems lost. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Noah St. John, who's a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and he's famous for inventing affirmations, the technology of the mind for successful creating. Remember, subscribe to my podcast channel and my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.